This is a production of Cornell University.
Okay, the time is 4:50. We have 26 members present, and I am officially calling this meeting to order. I'm going to start with our land acknowledgement. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gaigana, the Cayuga Nation. The Gaigana are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of the Gaigana dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gaigana people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Now I am going to go into any late additions to the agenda. Representative Williams, I have an amendment to the agenda.
Okay. So Maggie Peng and the rest of the OSGR officers can come next week. So table that to next week. Motion.
Okay. Second. I'm going to take that by unanimous consent, unless anyone has any dissent to that. Okay. We are going to table that to next week. Any other late additions to the agenda? Representative Dessa Valera.
At 5 o'clock, a nominee for the Office of Ethics will be coming in, and I will be nominating him. So I just wanted to add that to the agenda.
Okay. Okay, that's a second. Just so that you know, we're going to do elections as the first thing on our agenda for the day, so we can place that after elections.
Should I tell him to come later then?
What time is it? I would say probably. But I don't know when elections will end. So I'm guessing like 5:15 maybe. Okay. And then I will put that on. Any other late additions to the agenda? Okay, next we will go into the consent agenda. We can review the minutes from February 3rd. Representative Gleiberman.
I motion by unanimous consent to amend section 9, sorry, A 13, P. Silvera to De Silvera, just name De Silvera.
Perfect. Do we have a second to that?
Second.
Perfect. Any dissent to that? Amazing. Anything else? Representative Katie?
Sorry, I'm bad with the sections, people. Section 6, point B, subpoint 3 and 4, it's Isaac Chason with a C-H, so Isaac C-H-A-S-O-N. Two S's? What he said.
Okay, just so it's on the record, C-H-A-S-E-N. Second, any dissent to that? Amazing. Representative Jiang.
Hi, hello. So on section 14, OXIV, when Li Qingwei or
Representative Jiang, can you speak into the microphone so we have it on record?
Sorry. So when Li Qingwei talk about the founding of Spring Festival Gala, so the description here is not necessarily accurate. So is the SA is the only outside organization that had funded this event, but not only funding them entirely. The entire process costs more than $5,000. So it's just a little bit change there.
Can you repeat that? Sorry, I don't think this side heard you.
Sorry?
Can you just repeat what you were saying?
Oh, okay, sorry, my bad. So in here it says Zi Xingwei replied that 2022 Spring Festival Gala will be funded entirely by the SA. That's not necessarily accurate because the SA only fund a portion. But what is accurate is the SA is the only outside organization that funded this event. So So that's language. So.
Perfect. Thank you. Do we have a second to that? Perfect. Any dissent to that? Amazing.
Motion to approve by unanimous consent.
Any dissent to that? Amazing. Those minutes are approved. Okay. Now I'll hand it over to VP Vonza for open microphone.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. So open microphone is for community members who have any announcements, questions, concerns to address. Doesn't look like we have a lot of community members today. So I would close open microphone and pass it back to President Nanye.
Okay, amazing. So we're going to go into announcements and reports. And we will be moving into executive session for APSCOM, but I believe that Director of Elections needs to be on record, unless I'm wrong.
I guess. Yeah, no, as it's written, that can happen in executive session as well, and should happen in executive session.
Okay, amazing. I would smell upon a motion to move into executive session. Okay, that was from Representative Lampert was the motion. And then we have a second. Okay, I should actually move over this. Can I have all those in favor of moving into executive agenda? We have tabled OSGR till next week. And then now we have a nomination for the Office of Ethics with Representative De Silveira.
Hello.
Okay, let's begin. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, all right. Today I will be nominating Aiden Gordon to the Office of Ethics. Aiden is currently a freshman in ILR, and I believe that his passion and study of organizational structure provides an ease in understanding quickly the assembly structure and especially how it should operate. Additionally, Aiden is one of the most passionate and avid sports fans I've ever seen in my life. And combined with his ILR studies, I believe it brings an important and unique understanding in how teammates, representatives should interact.
So one of the things that like I struggled with at the beginning of my time at ILR is like, whenever someone asked you like, what is ILR, what do? I didn't really know what to answer because it is such like an interdisciplinary program. But one of the things that I learned over time is that it's the study of people and it's the study of work. And so like when we take classes like organizational behavior and HR, we learn like how people should be interacting and how to create like a positive culture and just like overall how to be productive as like a unit. So that's like one of the big things that we learned there and one of the reasons that I think this fits me.
Amazing. I will now open it to question and comment. Do you have any questions? Representative Song.
Hello, really nice to meet you. I'm also a first year in ILR, so it's wonderful to meet a fellow ILRE.
Nice to meet you.
I know we haven't been in college too long, so would you mind talking a little bit about your background, either working in any representative bodies, or maybe you have experience in ethics or other departments? Would you mind elaborating on that?
I'm newer to doing like student assembly stuff, but in high school, I was part of peer college counseling. And so I always communicated with students and like set out plans for them and like help discuss with college with them and And I gave presentations, of course, and I worked in like a group with a group of other peer college counselors. And together we helped the student population, like my school is 4,000 people and we only have two college counselors. So we had to educate like the entire school year to year about like what they needed to know. And so like, while I don't have much experience working in a student assembly kind of format, I think I am like prepared to do something like that. Yeah.
Representative Katie.
First, I gotta say thank you, Pedro, for putting a nomination forward. As I echoed last meeting, any nominations are more than welcome, people. So it's good to see we're getting that rolling. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to meet you before, but I'm really happy we're putting more people forward for this position. The Office of Ethics, really, in its founding, is trying to be an institution that separates personal beliefs, personal politics, personal, you know, direction to try and better the student assembly and inverse better the student body. You know, I don't think we're looking for any particular experience. As an ILRE, it's good hearing your perspective from that. There's a couple ILREs around here that I'm sure appreciate that as well. I just wanted to hear a little bit about how you feel about that role, recognize that you kind of sometimes might have to remove your own interests or your own friendships or relationships or personal opinions related to that.
I think I met you before. You gave like a, you talked to the colloquium classes. And I think you're Patrick's friend, right?
I'm sorry, what? I didn't hear any of that. I know Patrick Miller, yeah.
Yeah, I think you gave a presentation for my class one time. But so I consider...
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yes, that was me.
Yeah. So I don't consider myself to be like a very emotional person. I consider myself to be like very like logical, and I like to think things out and solve problems. So it's not really like, I don't get my emotions wrapped up in things very often. And I'm like, I'm okay being logical and separating like my past views so I can help people in the best way possible.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, you can respond. Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to reiterate two things. One, it is the most important thing to be logical in highly emotional situations. Number two, I want to also reiterate, he is a freshman, which brings a very unique position in being able to continue the office's work over various semesters. Thank you.
Okay, everyone, just as a reminder, especially because the times are going on, please project into the microphone. If you have to like yell a little, use your outdoor voice, just because the Office of Assemblies have been having a hard time like actually getting what we're saying, which makes it hard for minutes, etc. Okay, I would smile upon a motion to table. Right, table, yes. Representative Katie.
I motion to table this nomination until the next meeting with unanimous consent.
Second, amazing. Any dissent to that table? Amazing, that nomination is tabled. Thank you. Okay, and then we have a representative. Not a representative. We have a guest on Zoom who wanted to speak during open table who is going to speak now. Yes, we're going to let our representative, that person, speak. I just found
hello,
out.
Hello, can I?
Apparently, open table too quickly.
Hi, can I talk? Is this a good time to talk? Can you all hear me?
Can you wait one second? We have the chimes going off, so it's a little hard to hear you.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, perfect. You can start now.
Okay, you all can hear me?
Yep.
Everyone can hear me? Okay, thank you. Sorry, this is a little chaotic for me. But I'm here and I'm excited to talk to you. My name is Eli. I'm from the University of Southern California. And this is gonna be a little bit of a weird conversation. I recognize that, but just let me know if you have any questions. I have to get to class actually. So hopefully this can be quick and you know I can follow up later. But I actually work for a nonprofit organization called Cathartic, where we pass out health and hygiene products to unhoused populations throughout Los Angeles. And one of our big programs is period care. So we pass out period care products to women who don't have access to them in the LA region. And in doing so, we met this wonderful person named Martha Silcutt, who is the CEO and founder of a company named Fab Little Bags. Now, what does Fab Little Bags do? They provide disposable bags for tampons, pads, and condoms that are eco-friendly. They don't have to be washed down the toilet. They're biodegradable, so you just throw them away. They're really easy, and they're really clean. And so Fab Little Bags is really interested about getting into U.S. colleges. They currently are partnered with a number of colleges in the U.K. They're a U.K.-based company. And so we were talking about a potential partnership with USC, my school. And unfortunately, it's not working out right now, mostly because we don't even have free access to tampons, pads, and, you know, basic menstrual products. But in doing research, I found that Cornell is so progressive in this area. This seems to be something that Cornell is so passionate about, providing easy access to period care products, that I was wondering if this was something at all of interest to the student government folks at Cornell University. If it is, I would love to follow up with you, set up a one-on-one meeting maybe. We could set up a meeting with the people at Fab Little Bags, or if you don't want to, you know, go there, I can just, you know, send you a website, send you an email. We can take it really easy. But yeah, that's my little pitch. So let me know what you think.
Okay. Representative Lamp, give me 1 second and then I'll go to Representative Lampert. Thank you so much for coming to speak to us today. I think like maybe best move forward would just be to send me your contact information. I know like I work with Liz Davis Frost, who's doing a lot of the work for Free the Tampon on our campus, which I think would be a good like point of contact. But yes, I will give it to Representative Lampert.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say that my old committee was the one that started like the seed fund with it, with Ellie Moth, and I've been trying to get in touch with Liz, but we're trying to like further fund it. So it was initially a student assembly funded project, and it's still being funded by students here.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming. I don't know if you have anything else or if any other members have any questions, but maybe you
can thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me. Yeah, I'll just share out my email and a phone number just in case like this is at all of interest. One of you wants to, you know, hit me up. My email is eggoldst@usc.edu. And my phone number is 314-709-0729. I know this is really weird going into a student assembly meeting to pitch this. I just prefer talking. I think it's so much easier than email, at least initially, to just get a sense of people, get a sense of where they're at. So I really appreciate the time that you took to listen to me today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And it was a little hard to hear you. Maybe you could drop that email in the chat just so that we have it. What? Oh, perfect. Amazing. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for speaking to us. I am from Orange County, so right by you.
That's amazing. Okay, thank you so much. Is there anything else you need from me?
No, I think we're good. Thank you so much.
All right, have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone, now we're going to go into initiatives. Do we have any initiatives on the floor? What? Oh, yes, we are in announcements. Do we have another announcement on the floor? I just wanted to thank Wendy for all of her help. We're going to miss her so much. We will be visiting you up at the vet school in the dairy bar. Yes, we still have Wendy for a while, but in case anyone missed the email, Wendy will be moving to the vet school shortly, in, I believe, 2 weeks. We are going to miss her very dearly. On the student assembly and all the work that she does with the OA and with the GPSA as well. Representative Katie.
Hey, everybody. We had a busy UA meeting, so I thought I should take a second to kind of catch everyone up, because it also has to do with a resolution we passed last week, and a lot of chat has been going on about a resolution of faculty Saturday, but I'll keep it relatively brief. So on Tuesday for the University Assembly, we saw speakers for PSEC. So obviously we talked about the Committee on Public Health and Safety that would have relations with PSAC, hopefully to include more students' voices. And that was actually mentioned in this meeting. So VP Lombardi and CAO, DeStefano? Yeah, I'm bad with names, sorry. Yeah, they basically both spoke to PSAC's recent involvements this past semester and goals for this upcoming year. Specifically, they talked about the critical response team and the subcommittee for the critical response team. One interesting thing was noted by them, though, that there's currently no undergrad students on this subcommittee. Currently, undergrad students are one of the least represented populations in this committee. Thankfully, we have two representatives here who serve on PSAC. But looking broader, we should recognize, I think personally, the potential with this new committee we passed in the previous meeting to bring in more undergrad students who care about public safety, public health related issues. Obviously, because there's been a lot of conversations on this campus about that in the past couple of years. So that was a big, big talking point of UA. VP Lombardi brought up some interesting points about wanting to get higher student involvement on that. So just if you want to learn more about that, you can talk to me, talk to anyone else in UA. It's in the sun, but yeah. Other than that, in the UA, we also talked about so the Faculty Senate is looking to possibly remove the Dean's List. We talked about this previously, along with changes to Latin Honors. This is a pretty broad conversation. It's pretty widespread. It's got support from most college deans, and I believe all of the provost's office. I invited Dean DeRosa, who is the head of the Faculty Senate, to come speak in front of the Student Assembly. I don't have any updates on that at this moment, but currently they are going to speak with the provost's office about possibly bringing in some of the provost's office as well to speak in front of the Student Assembly. A lot of students have voiced a lot of concerns, a lot of support. So I would say anyone, if you get a chance, reach out to your constituents, figure out what they feel about this. You can tell them when they're coming if we get them on the schedule. Because I think this could affect, obviously, not just us currently, but future students and future students in the job market. So keep that in mind. I know Representative Templeman, I guess, isn't here, and Adele both expressed interest in wanting to talk about that more. I'm here. But regardless of that, if you want to do a meeting, I think we should definitely do that. And also, there is a report. Like, there's a full report that was in front of the Faculty Senate that lists exactly what they're asking for, exactly what the changes would be. If you have like a strong opinion of them, I recommend reading it first because it's pretty interesting stuff. So that's out there. And if you have any questions about the UA at all, let me know. Oh, also thank you everyone for the live transcripts emails. I got a bunch of them back. That was really cool. Thank you.
Representative Eisman.
Yeah, just to follow up on Representative Katie's point, I'm on the Educational Policy Committee where the same thing is being kind of discussed right now. So if anyone wants more information or interest, you can also reach out to me too.
Representative, I cannot see your last name. I'm so sorry. Lou.
So I want to thank you everybody last week for passing CSSA's Spring Festival Gala funding request, and it will take place this Saturday, 7 p.m. At Statler Auditorium. So everyone who's interested, feel free to join.
Representative Katie.
Can you say the location one more time?
It's 7 p.m. Statler Auditorium Saturday.
Okay. Representative Glaberman. Unless, did anyone else have anything they were planning to add to the agenda? Okay, unanimous consent. Second, dissent to that. Amazing, we are adjourned.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.